I listen to everything, and not just to the music itself, but to the hearts behind it. Welcome to Sunday Brunch, the first and last song on Blog Talk Radio on Creator's Parrot Channel. Today is Sunday, April 4th. It is Easter Sunday, so happy Easter Sunday to everyone. And again, welcome to our guest for today. The guest co-host is EJ Flavors, and EJ is one of my favorite podcasters, hopefully one of yours as well, or if not today, in the future, he will become one of your favorite podcasters. He's great with the R&B and the house music and neo-soul and all that great stuff, and he has been a guest on our show before. Back in, I believe, January, he was a guest when we were talking about the Grammys, because he was one of the official bloggers for the Grammys. Back there in March, and or was it? I'm sorry, saying March. I can't remember exactly when it was now, the Grammys. But he was one of the official bloggers, and I'm happy to welcome him back for the show. Also today we have on Dennis DJ Bonebreaker Bon, who is one of the top DJs in Germany through his record label, which is Mental Madness, located in Hamburg. He does a lot of exports of music all around the world. We're going to talk to him today. Also, we're going to talk to Antoine Smith. Antoine is a young prodigy in the area of jazz, mainly contemporary jazz, but he also produces and creates music in R&B formats and hip-hop and rap. He's just one of those renaissance guys that exist in music, as it seems many people are today. So we're going to talk to Antoine as well. As you know, this is the show where we talk about music, humanity, healing, and spirituality. So that's the main focus of Sunday Brunch, the first and last song. And we always start by asking the first question that we like to ask the guests is, what is the first song you remember hearing? And then we like to end the questioning with, what is the last song you'd like to hear before your life ends here on Earth? And so I'd also like to welcome for today the fans and the followers, the supporters of Brooklyn Bounce, which DJ Bonebreaker Dennis is part of a group called Brooklyn Bounce. So we'd like to welcome any fans of Brooklyn Bounce, also of Antoine Smith, of EJ Flavors, any people from Sobel Promotions, including Barbara Sobel, who is the promoter for Brooklyn Bounce and Dennis. And I would like to welcome any of the artists on her roster who are listening today. I also would like to welcome BTR Blog Talk Radio hosts, listeners, fans, and supporters from Blip FM, Facebook, Twitter, IM Radio, Reverb Nation, Music Dish, SOAC, and any family and friends that might be listening today. I'd like to welcome you all again. Okay, so what we're going to do right now, we're going to move into letting you know how to contact us. If you're hearing us now, you already know that either you needed to dial in on 347-202-0238. That is the phone number to listen live to the show while it's streaming. You can also use that number to call in and to speak with me or the co-host or any of the guests. Also, you can be a website for this show, which is blogtalkradio.com /creatorsparrot. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/creatorsparrot. And just select the show that says Dennis DJ Bonebreaker, Antoine, and EJ Flavors, and that will get you listening to the show. Also, if you're on Skype, you can click the Skype icon on the show page, and hopefully you'll show up in my switchboard here, and then I can link you to the show if you want to talk to any of us today. All righty. So, again, happy Easter, everyone. Usually at the beginning of every show, what I like to do is I like to play a dedication to Haiti for the continued restoration, healing of the people and of the island. And today we can certainly use the word resurrection and renewal, a new life for the people of Haiti. Now I'm going to play a song to dedicate to Haiti today, and that song is by Deborah Jordan, who originally was supposed to appear on the program today with both Dennis and Antoine and EJ and I. However, due to illness and a lot of other things on her plate, she had to cancel for today. I want to send out also a lot of love and healing energy to Deborah. And the song that I'm going to play for you now is from her album, The Light. It's a song called Appropriately Home, and it features Rep Life singing on here as well. And home, very appropriate, going home, being at home with the people in Haiti, having a new home, a rebuilt home. So here we go. Here is the song, Rep Life. I'm sorry, here's the song, Home, by Deborah Jordan featuring Rep Life. Again, this is dedicated to Haiti.
Thank you.
Yes, hi. This is Val Oliver again. This is Sunday Brunch, the first and last song on Creator's Parrot Channel here on Blog Talk Radio. That was Home by Deborah Jordan featuring Rep Life, and that's on the album called The Light. And this song was dedicated to the people of Haiti and the island of Haiti for their continued healing, and that their home, you know, be a place of peace again and of success. So thank you, Deborah Jordan, for that beautiful song, Home. Also, this song goes out to you for your own healing because, as I think mentioned earlier, Deborah has been ill and struggling and fighting a virus, and it has been in a little bit of pain there for a while. So our love goes out to you as well. Okay, so now let's move it along. It is 3:16. I am the timekeeper, or the producer of the show, and I want to bring on our guest co-host for today, who is EJ Flavors. EJ, are you there? Here.
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, great, great.
That's wonderful. I have a great smile on my face because, you know, things sometimes happen on a technological level here on Blog Talk Radio where sometimes there's problems and you can't hear people very clearly, and that happened a little bit earlier, but I hear you loud and clear, EJ. It's a beautiful sound.
Excellent.
So we actually have waiting on the line, ready to go, both of our guests for today. Antoine is up first, and we're going to start speaking with him sometime around 3:30. Just to give you a heads up, EJ has agreed to participate in the interview with Antoine. We have him for about 45 minutes now, and as you know, it's Easter, and a lot of us have plans. I'm sure EJ does as well. Our show's been shortened already today from 120 minutes to 90 minutes, and I actually have my own family to celebrate Easter with today. So, EJ, I'm going to get going with just finding out. Normally what I do is I ask a person what is the first song you remember hearing, but being that you've been on the show before, EJ, I did not get to ask you or play the last song that you want to hear before your life ends here on earth. Do you remember what the first song was, just to let people in on that?
See, I don't remember what the first song was, but I want to say the first song that I heard had to be Scorpio by Dennis Coffey.
That's it. That's the song that you mentioned when we had you on the show back in January, and we actually played that song.
Right.
So you remember
that very well.
Great. So can you go ahead and just let us know what is the last song that you'd like to hear before your life ends here on earth, and then I'm going to play it and come back to you with a couple of questions.
The last song was Heatwave's Living on a Dream.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about, out of all of the songs in the world that you could use, why would you choose that one?
I think that song hit home for me because Heatwave was always known as a disco group, but they had some really, really songs that really hit me. And besides their big hit, this one was not really released. And so it hit home for me because if you listen to the lyrics, it describes a person who's floating in air, who's looking down at the world, who's pretty much an angel. So that always meant something to me. And given that Jimmy Wilder passed away, I remember playing this song, you know, during his passing away, which kind of hit home for me. So that always stuck with me as, you know, that's one of those tribute songs that I would like to hear if I should happen to pass away. I know it sounds may sound a little strange, but I really do like that song. The song really does hit home for me.
Well, it doesn't sound strange at all to me, and it just is so befitting for today being Easter, and the song that was played that was dedicated to Haiti, the title being Home, and you know what that song was all about. And then, you know, today was the day that, you know, Jesus Rose. And,
exactly.
You just said it. You said the exact words, he's rising up. And so I think it's perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and play it now. So this is Leaving for a Dream by Heatwave, the last song pick for EJ Flavor.
Where in the world around us is love without a care? The kind we used to share. I'm chasing the magic hours to find what made them bloom. I'm leaving for a dream I knew. Gonna leave all the crowds, climb through the clouds, and look at life the way we used to do. While I'm high in the sky, maybe I'll find that you're
That's perfect, EJ. That's perfect. Okay, so by the way, just wanted to let people know that they certainly can find this song. I'm certain can purchase it on Amazon.com, or just to type in the name of the song and Heatwave, and it'll bring up, if you Google it, all kinds of sites where you can purchase the song. And also I wanted to say for Deborah Jordan's song as well, you can find that on iTunes and just type it in Google, but I know for sure you can find The Light, the song, the album. The song is Home, Deborah Jordan. It's available on iTunes, so definitely do support these artists. Now, EJ, since we last talked, it's been a little while. I'm just wondering what kind of projects you have going on now. Of course, you have your EJ Flavors .com, EJFlavors.com, and you have podcasts on there. I'm wondering if anything new has come up on your plate since you were the official blogger for the Grammys. give us a clue what's going on now.
Well, now it seems that we've all gotten together and decided to create another show, another site, which pretty much details a lot of up-and-coming independent artists' music of all genres, and that's called Groovement. And Groovement just went live about 1 week ago. So there are four of us, and, you know, being writers, music lovers, music mixers, podcasters who are starting this up. So it's a good thing. So it's groovement.com.
Okay, I'm in the chat room right now, and like I said, I don't see you in there, so I'm going to go ahead and type groovement.com.
groovement.com.
M-N-T.
Right, take out the E.
Take out the E, okay. Groovement.com, and that's going to be independent music and a podcast?
It's going to be podcasts. We've also done some reviews. Like, we just did a live review, a review of Erykah Badu's new album.
Woo!
Yeah, all four of us did that, so you can check that out online, as well as some other things that are coming up. Like, I think there's a Jill Scott blog about one of her tracks also that should be posted very shortly. So stay tuned. I think we're active. There are four of us, so we continuously blog. We continuously blog podcast, so it's a good thing.
Really okay, good. Great. I did put in here, check out Jill Scott blog too and groovement.com. Will be podcasts and live reviews there, so people do check that out. And also, EJ, you know, I was taking a look at your podcast site. I'm just going to put that in here because I didn't put that in the chat room yet. That's ejflavors.com for, you know, your podcasts, which are mainly R&B. Is that correct? I think I've told people it's mainly R&B, some house, some neo-soul. What am I missing? Am I missing anything?
You're pretty much on track. R&B, pop, house, dance. What I do is I do Old School Wednesdays. And I also do In Rotations, and those are the songs that I'm listening to right this moment. In fact, Deborah Jordan has been on Spin for the past month. Her Sun Circle albums plus her debut album, Deborah Jordan, is really, really, really good to me. So I try to give props to most of the independent artists that you don't normally get to hear on mainstream radio, which, you know, we're trying to push them up to make sure that if you don't hear them from the, you know, on the Grammys or see them on television, doesn't necessarily mean they aren't great. They just don't happen to be mainstream. And I think that a lot of people do miss out on that if they don't know it. They don't know what's going on in the back end.
Well, that is definitely a valuable service that you and other podcasters are providing in this new information age, which actually doesn't seem so new anymore because you're one of the pioneers. What year would you say you started as a podcaster?
I started as a podcaster about 2005.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so we're talking about 5 years already that podcasting has been around. And fresh, new, innovative music outside of the mainstream of being played on radios or put out by record labels has been going on for at least 5 years now. And how does social media help you out with that? I think we talked a little bit about social media in the past. Are you using it a great deal to get the word out about EJFlavors.com?
Yeah, I try to. I actually went to South by Southwest during March, and it really helped a lot with not only getting the word out for myself, but checking out to see what's out there now and how we can coexist and how we can, you know, form a unit together to get each other, you know, to help each other out. Because it's not as if we're really anti-mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we're pro everyone. I think that's what it, I think that's what we call ourselves. We're pro everyone. You know, everyone should get a chance. And so I learned a lot of that from being around other podcasters at South by Southwest. And, you know, just being, I'd say, very glad to know that there are many people that respect and embrace social media as well. So, I mean, that helps get that out. I think Groovement, just starting out, started as, you know, trying to become a social media outlet, but there are others that we're willing to, that we need to put at the front page to make sure that everyone is aware. Kind of like, you know, Creator's Parrot, who I think I put your name out there, and people are really, really glad to hear that, you know, myself and Mr. Fresh and the other people that, you know, you have interviewed are really pioneers and can be, you know, forefront of social media as it is on, you know, Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, EJ, for including Creator's Parrot in this. And, you know, certainly today is one of the days that I feel very fortunate to be involved in Blog Talk Radio, especially for Creator's Parrot, which, as many of you know, this show is actually dedicated to the Reach for Freedom Heal Child Abuse music project, which the goal is through the all the conversations here on Creator's Parrot, through all of the songs that are played, through any of the interaction, any of the energy surrounding or part of the show is dedicated to healing child abuse around the world, children of all ages. So that is really the purpose for this station, and it's also to bring more attention and awareness to the Reach for Freedom music project. And you can go to that project and take a look at what that's all about by going to the links on the page here for Creator's Parrot. That's blogtalkradio.com/Creator's Parrot. And before we get off the phone, and actually you're gonna stay on the phone for another half hour to talk with Antoine, who's standing by. We'll be with you in a second, Antoine. I wanted to ask you, what is your first memory of Easter? That's a question that just wasn't planned. It just kind of popped in because I was beginning to feel just a few minutes ago, you know, an image came into my mind of my mother, who's now deceased, and my grandmother on my father's side, who's now deceased, and they are dressed up in their best clothing, EJ, and they looked really great with their hats and everything. And I remember we used to go to New York City. I was born in New Jersey, and there was an Easter parade. And, mm-hmm. you know, I was just a little girl, and it was such a big deal. And mm-hmm. I just remember holding, you know, the hand of my mother and just feeling so secure and happy. And I wonder if you do have a first memory or a memory that you'd like to share about Easter, if you indeed, your family indeed, participated in Easter.
Now, see, me and you are just like this. And this is why. I was born in Westbury, New York.
Ah, okay.
Which is on the island. So, yes, I do remember the Easter parades, and I do remember seeing them on television and seeing them in New York. But I also remember, like you, just like you, back in, and I'm going to date myself, I don't care, 1971 or so, that I still have a picture of being in my best, in my shorts, my little short suit and my little shirt, and going out to the parades, and also going out to hunt for Easter eggs on the island. So we would do that in New York, or if we didn't, you know, we didn't go into the city, we would do it on Westbury, which is where I'm from, or Mineola, New York. So I remember those very, very, very clearly.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that memory, you know, with us today, EJ. And I think what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and bring in Antoine. He's been very patient, waiting on the switchboard there. And let me just Hello, Antoine, are you here with us?
Yeah, I am.
Hey, Antoine, meet EJ Flavors. EJ, meet Antoine.
Hey, how's it going, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I can't complain. I can't complain at all. It's a good day.
Okay. So, Antoine, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn over the beginning of the interview to EJ, and we'll just kind of, you know, bounce back and forth with talking to you today, and we'll try to include as much of your music as we can. So, EJ, take it away.
Yeah. I actually love looking at your MySpace.com page. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really gave me a lot of insight on you. What was the very first song that you ever remember hearing? You can go back.
It either has to be between that I remember, either like Sailing or Fields of Gold, something, one of those two.
Okay. So you're saying like that would be Christopher Cross or Sting, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
Correct? Yeah. So is that your is that what kind of got you started in you know, appreciating the music, or what was your very first? Was that the very first song that let you know that you were really very appreciative of that music genre?
Well, I just remember that I just like that it's kind of like when I think about it now, I like the I'm always been a person of the melody of the song.
Mm-hmm.
What catches me for any song, I have to hear the music first before I hear anything else, and then I'll hear the words second and see if it's still worth listening to. But the music is what I look for in anything, so I don't really like pick. I usually don't have a lot of favorite artists. I just have a lot of favorite songs because of the music. And looking back at it now, I'm still that way now. It kind of like it showed me how I was going to be in the future, because I'm like that now with any genre. As long as the song is nice and the lyrics are fine, you know, enough to listen to, I will, you know, that I will put that song on the iPod and listen to it. But, you know, and that's how I also go about my music. I love the melody, the arrangement first, then everything else is last.
Okay. I'm going to jump in here with a question. Thank you, EJ and Antoine. I just wanted to say just a few of the facts that I discovered about you that you sent me that some of the listeners may not be aware of, just to give them a little background about you. Now, you are from Euclid, Ohio, and you're now living, I believe, in Cleveland, Ohio, and you can certainly interrupt me and let me know if any of this information is incorrect. You're a 17-year-old musician, composer, percussionist, keyboardist, and I call you, I don't know, someone must have said it before me, I'm sure, but I just that word just fits you like a glove. Now, you're an award-winning composer who is talented or known primarily in the contemporary jazz genre, although you certainly appear to be comfortable in so many more, including R&B, including hip-hop, including rap, and probably other genres in jazz as well, and pop, by the way. Now, also, you were signed at age 15 to a record label called Turn On Records, which I believe you're still with that label. You've been interviewed on 30 and probably more by now, Blog Talk radio shows, and you also produce your own Blog Talk radio show or listening party called Antoine Smith, DJ Night Rider, and you feature in your repertoire rotations and mixes. So you're doing quite a bit. Now, Antoine, is there anything that you want to add that I have left out or that I said incorrectly?
No, you're on the ball with everything.
Okay, that's great. And also, there was something that you sent me in which you talked. Oh, also, I wanted to plug the Black Teen Entertainment Radio, that you're affiliated with them in some way, shape, or form. Now, was that just with interviews, or are you still affiliated with Black Teen Empowerment Radio? Can you tell us a little bit about that? What are they about?
You know, I know it's there, but I've been so busy with a lot of stuff. You know, I seem to forget a lot of things that I haven't been in contact with.
Okay, so you haven't been in contact with them for a while. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, I've been, so busy, you know, and, you know, I forget a lot of things that I haven't been, like, in contact with so close, you know, like, all the time. So, you know, it kind of gets kind of hectic. But, I've just been really, really, really busy. So I kind of, like, didn't forget, but it's like, you know, I'm going to have to bring it all back up to catch.
Sure, I understand that. I understand, certainly. So I think what we're going to do now is we're going to go to a piece of your music, because we want to try and get at least two, if not three, of your songs in here. And when we come back, EJ, you can go ahead and certainly ask any other questions that you have. And so the first song I think I'm going to play is called Forever. And I wondered if you just set this song up for us, tell us, you know, what's the inspiration for it and anything else that you want to share before playing it.
I'm sorry, which song was it?
It's called Forever.
Forever.
Isn't that your most recent song?
Yeah, that's off the album of Daydream. The inspiration behind that song, you know, I was just, of course, I was daydreaming, and I was just imagining everything at the moment that I had. I was hoping that moment had last forever. You know, there's always those things that you want in your life that you wish that moment just last forever. And that's what basically the song was about.
Okay, well, let's give a listen to Forever, and someone, Antoine, is hoping that his dreams last forever, or whatever else it is that you want to last. Here we go. Forever by Antoine Smith. And Antoine, I was meditating there a little bit. I put my dreams in that song along with yours.
Oh yeah, I don't mean to interrupt, but as the song was playing, I just remembered, you know, I wanted to make sure I got that through. The Black Teen Empowerment was actually the Black Talk Radio, and they put me into the Black Teen Empowerment, you know, for the teen part of Black Talk Radio. That's why I was, at first I was like, oh yeah, what was that about? And they've been heavy followers of me, and I just wanted to commend them and thank them for that, and for involving me into the Black Talk Radio and Black Teen Empowerment.
Okay, that's great. So a shout out to the Block Talk Radio and the Black Teen Empowerment there. And yeah, to get back to your song, that was just a beautiful song, and I can certainly feel, you know, that that positive, you know, put your dreams into it, energy of dreams coming true. So thank you for creating something so lovely.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, EJ, back to you. Hello, EJ, are you there? Here. I always say there instead of here. So, EJ, I'm not sure where EJ is right now, but certainly I have a lot of questions, so I'm going to move on with one of mine. Actually, you know, Antoine, I was watching a program yesterday, and I forget what channel it's on, but it has to do with, I think it's called Who Are You, or Who Do You Think You Are? That's the name of it. Who Do You Think You Are? And I'm not sure if you've seen it, but it's a show where people go in search of their ancestry, in search of their roots. And on the show, yeah, and there was a segment on the show with the actor Matthew Broderick. And Matthew, he's looking into his roots, and he's trying to find out something about actually his grandfather, I believe, or Civil War. That would be great-grandfather, and he finds out that his ancestor was in the Civil War, and you know, he finds out how he died in the Civil War, and this was something that he never knew. And then he makes this connection that he was in a movie called Glory. Have you ever heard of the film Glory?
Yes.
Had Denzel Washington in it?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's a little bit like flipped, because he's like, wow, you know, I didn't know at the time when I chose to participate in the movie that I would be, you know, wearing a uniform, you know, a Union uniform like my great-great-great-grandfather wore. And not only, you know, Union uniform, of course, fighting on the side of the North and, you know, trying to end slavery, that economic abomination. And of course, in the movie, he was a colonel, and his troops were black, were African American. And so, you know, he was like, wow, I can't believe that I did that movie. And maybe there was some, you know, connection, even on a DNA level, to, you know, his choosing to participate in that role. Now, you have said that your grandfather gave you a keyboard when you were a young man. And at the time, you weren't really that into it or something like that, and you gave it to your brother instead, and then you later came back to the keyboard. And I was just wondering if you could talk about your grandfather's influence on you musically, and maybe your decision to pursue music.
Well, when he had died, it seemed that the day after we had buried him, this keyboard had came in that he had ordered before he had passed away. And we were at his house, and my grandmother comes up the driveway with this keyboard. And she said, you know, yeah, there's this keyboard. And, you know, at the time, my brother was always playing the keyboard. I was really the sports kid. So, then my grandmother and my mother had said, it's not for Rick, it's for me. You know, Rick was my brother. They're like, no, it's for Antoine. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm like, okay, well, thank you, you know. And I I played with it for a while, but, you know, music wasn't my thing at the time. So eventually my brother started playing it, you know, and I just let it go. And I was still playing sports. And then eventually I ended up coming back to music anyway. And it was weird that he, like, it's like he's, you know, seen it ahead of time. And, you know, it was like, wow. You know, you know, if he was still here, he would see me doing it now. He would have been like, see, I told you.
Yeah. You know, of course, this show is dedicated to not just the music, but to the person, the heart behind the music, the spirit and the soul behind the music, the humanity behind the music. And sometimes, you know, we get into these areas that are, you know, a little spiritual, supernatural, a little magical, because these are aspects of life. And, you know, what you just shared, you know, some people may get a little shiver up their back, you know, when they're hearing it, because they're like, ooh, a little Twilight Zone there. But as you know, such is the stuff of life. And, you know, so, you know, who's to say, you know, maybe he had a little bit of what they call the telepathy or the clairvoyance, you know, in him. And I was wondering, since we're talking about these things that are sometimes called unexplainable, do you yourself have any kind of special gifts? Like, are you perhaps a little bit intuitive, or do you experience a lot of deja vu, or do you have any of those kinds of gifts that have an impact on your life other than what you just shared about your grandfather?
Well, I think everybody has a little bit of that, you know. I think everybody, they, you know, a lot of people, I guess, you know, I guess you could say they won't tap into it, you know. But I think everybody has that, because I think it's just how we were made, you know. We just know certain things, because if we didn't, we would be lost even more, you know, than we are now. So I'm just saying, you know, I think it's like an all-around thing. Like, everyone has it. It's just some people won't pay attention to it, or, you know, or some people won't tap into it. But, you know, everybody has those moments where they'll feel something, something's not right in their stomach, you know, the normal things, and then, you know, stuff happens, and it's like, oh, yeah, I knew it, you know.
Yeah, have you had that happen in terms of any decisions that you've had to make in your life regarding, you know, your music career or anything like that?
You know, when music came around, I really didn't expect it to be where it is now. Because even when I first started music, I was still doing basketball. And I was still planning on doing basketball. But somewhere, like, to music for some reasons, like, I found out that it's like music was more natural than basketball was. And it made me think about what's more natural for me. And so I decided to stick with music. Because, you know, it's one thing. A lot of people build something on themselves. Like, a lot of people worked since they were, like, 3 or 4 to be this baseball player or a basketball player or something else. But a lot of people never realize what their natural talent is and go forth with the natural talent. And they build themselves into something else that they've been working for all their life. But I found out what a natural talent was, and stuff I worked for all my life was basketball. Something that was natural was music. You know, I wake up 3 a.m. and have some song in my head. When basketball, I've been shooting the same shot for at least good 10 or 11 years, and it's still not consistent. You know, so that just shows me where the natural is, and what the man-made talent is.
You know, that is that's very deep what you just shared. You know, you making a distinction between man-made talent and natural talent. And you know, if there's someone listening to this program now, and they don't really understand what you're saying, they don't understand the difference between a man-made and natural talent. What could you say to that person to maybe help them to know what it is that you're talking about?
Well, see. Difference is, I mean, I guess I really wouldn't call it man-made either, but it just looking at it one way, it would be, because natural is more the things where, like, you could say that, like, it's something that you can do without even thinking, and it'll be something, you know, spectacular, something miraculous. And it's like, oh, my God, everyone around you is like, oh, my God. And you're looking at it like, what are you talking about? This is just something normal. That's a natural talent, you know. It's stuff that you don't realize that's so great, but it is to everyone else. And they're trying to tell you how great it is. And you're like, this is natural. You know, this is just something, you know, I do. It's nothing. And that's where it's natural. The man-made is, like, a lot of kids, not just specifically in other countries, but America as well. You know, there'll be parents who train their kids to be, like, sports-wise. They'll train the kids to be, like, this basketball player from knee-high or this baseball player, you know, as soon as they come out the womb. You know, the Olympics-type kids. You know, there'll be a lot of parents who just train them all their life. And that's kind of like the man-made talent. Like, sometimes it's not. Sometimes the child had it in the DNA. But a lot of times if the child, like, they'll come to a point where the kid's like, well, you know, I wonder if I did something else. And that's where you got to look at it. It's like if you have to ask yourself, you know, I wonder if I would have did this. That other thing that you're looking at is probably the natural that you always wanted to do. But you were taught this one way a long time, you know, or almost forced to do this one thing from child up that, you know, that's all you think you know to do. But the man-made is more something that you learned, you know, from years and years that you weren't doing at all, you know, that was not really in you, but you made yourself into that person, type of field. Natural is something that you do naturally that you notice that you do that's still, like, so miraculous that the others around you notice it, but to you, you know, it just feels normal because it is. It's natural.
Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing that. Appreciate that. Now, EJ, are you available? Or?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I lost you for a moment then. I want to go ahead and let you ask a question, then we're going to need to wrap up. I'm going to ask the last song question, and then we're going to say goodbye to him. After you, EJ, go ahead.
Actually, you've got the last song question, so yeah, that was in my head. So,
oh, that was in your head, was the last song question?
Yeah, if you would.
Well, you know what? I've been talking for a while now, so I'm going to pass it on to you. Why don't you go ahead and ask that question?
All right. So, Antoine, if, you know, in your last song on Earth, if you were here, if you were to pick your last song on Earth that you'd like to hear before, you know, you pass on, what would it be?
Do I have insurance to get that, a song that's going to let me know that I'm, you know, that after all that time I've been here on Earth, that, you know, God has a place for me in heaven. But just being realistically, it's something I really haven't thought about. You know, because, you know, it probably is something a lot of people should think about because, you know, a lot of people take life for granted. But it's really just something I haven't thought about because it just, as I'm going on, you know, you're going to change up at least 20 times before
right.
You get to that point, you know. There's going to be, right now I could say something, next year I could be saying something else because, you know, there's so many songs made. And, you know, there's never going to be one exact song. But I'll probably know when the time gets there, though.
That's definitely understandable because I think mine changed about 15, 20 times. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Antoine, for being a guest on the show. And we'll, you know, we're going to play one more song for our listeners so they can hear a little bit more of your special talent, your natural talent. And so I just want to thank you for being a part of our show. The song we're going to play is called In the Spotlight. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that song was from my Wallflower CD. That was before that I was doing, I looked up songs like for Coltrane and Miles Davis and Louis Armstrong and, you know, such as like that. And, you know, it's like before that I had made a whole, almost half or most of the album based off of that type of feel. And at this point in time, it was kind of like it came a natural thing. And I was making a song in that type of flavor. And I really didn't expect it to be as big as it was when it finally came out. a lot of people fell in love with this song, and it became one of the highlight songs of that album. But it was kind of like the story I had for Wallflower, and it was just part of it, like if it was a movie or something, that part where the two people are dancing right now, they're in the spotlight, and this is the song that's playing.
Okay, well, thank you again for sharing your bright and beautiful soul and spirit in our world through music. EJ, I know you have to get off as well, or I'm not sure if Antoine, maybe you're hanging around, but I know EJ has to go. EJ, thank you so much for participating as guest co-host today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of the Easter day. And so now we're going to listen to In the Spotlight, and when we come back, we're going to make a joyful noise and kick it up a couple of notches with the music of Dennis DJ Bonebreaker Bond. So here we go with In the Spotlight.
Thank you.
Now we're going to move along, and we're going to talk to our next guest. And let me tell you a little bit about him. His name is Dennis DJ Bonebreaker Bonn, and he is a top exporter of German trance, techno, and electro house dance music through his Mental Madness, wow, record label. And he's also part of a group called Brooklyn Bounce. He's an award-winning, or rather Brooklyn Bounce is an award-winning leading group that has sold 2.5 million singles. Wow. And so now I'd like to introduce you to Dennis Bonn. Hello, Dennis.
Hi there.
Oh, it's so nice to have you on the show. Are you enjoying yourself here in the States? Because you're from Hamburg, Germany, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we enjoy our time, for sure.
Oh, wonderful. Now, I want to ask you, what is the first song you remember hearing, or what is the very first song that inspired you to pursue a career in music, Dennis?
I couldn't name really the song, but my father's a musician. And so I probably heard one of his songs first, and as far as I remember, and yeah, it must have been one of his songs. I couldn't name him because I grew up with music when I was like very little, like 1-2 years, when I was like 2 years, 3 years old, and my father took me to concerts. I was sitting, was there with my mom and stuff, so it must have been one of these songs, but I couldn't name him.
Oh, well, that's quite all right. So you were one of those children who had a parent who was involved in music, and you were just exposed to so much music. It's just hard to pick out one that sticks out in your mind, correct?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so I was wondering, here you are, you're exposed to all of this different kinds of music. Now, did your father, did he play an instrument or anything like that? Anyone in your family play an instrument or have been involved in music in any other way other than simply to be a listener?
Yeah, my father is a drummer, and I'm a drummer too. So I grew up in music all the time, and we used to, in the 70s, there was like a big communities, and my parents lived in a house with like 17 musicians, and they jammed a lot, and I basically grew up in that environment, and so there was music all around. And I basically would play drums and also keyboards and a little bit of guitar and bass. So, yeah.
Well, you know, something that I was thinking of, I don't know if I read that you grew up in a house where there were so many people involved in music, or whether I just sort of intuitively figured this out, but out of all of the music that you were exposed to as a young man, as a child, what made you select, out of all of the different kinds of music, dance and club music? And in specific, what is so attractive to you about trance and techno and house? What is it?
Basically, I have to say, I'm not like totally focused on dance alone.
Okay.
It's just like the stuff that I do also for a living, and we got a lot of success with that. Basically, I'm connected to all kinds of music. So dance is just like, for me, I started doing dance when I was like, I used to do lights for bands, and then somebody asked me to be a light jockey for a club. And at that time, I wasn't really connected to dance at all. And, you know, working in a club environment, listening to a lot of dance and house music, I started to like it, and I felt, especially since I'm a drummer, it was easy for me to mix music together because I was focused on beats, and that's how actually the love for dance music started. And dance music itself for me was, it's just a form of music that you really like to enjoy in clubs, and also when you listen to it, it gives you a certain vibe, like all kinds of styles of music. And, so I didn't really choose dance because I'm actually playing in a rock band as well, so.
Oh,
so
you're
I like
playing
all
rock.
Kinds of music. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I guess I'm inspired in these questions by you know, what I read on the websites about you. I went
to
the Brooklyn Bounce and, you know, and to the Barbara Sobel's page, you know, as well. And there's the word innovative or innovation connected to your dance music. Actually, the exact words are innovative sounds. And it can be hard or difficult, I think, to maintain this innovation in music, and perhaps particularly in dance music, to be innovative. So do you agree that your music is innovative in sounds? And what is it that makes it innovative? Is this something that you are trying to achieve in the whole sea of you know, DJs and dance artists that are out there, or is this something that just kind of happened and someone said, oh, he's making all these great innovative sounds through music?
I think any musician want to be innovative. I mean, you know, you want to create something special. You want to be recognizable by a sound, by a style of music. You don't want to sound like somebody else. I mean, a lot of times bands do sound or like groups sound like somebody else. So that's the main goal. You want to, you know, be recognized for something special. And well, luckily, when we, like, for example, Brooklyn Bounce, when we started doing Brooklyn Bounce, people after a while said, yeah, that's Brooklyn Bounce. And we didn't really work or focus on that, but it just happened. But I think it's the way you do music. So a lot of people do music, they go like, okay, like, we want to do this kind of music, and I like this, so it has to sound like this. And then you're not really innovative. You're not really trying to do something new. And the way I focused on dance music was like, or started to, doing dance music was like, okay, I like dance, but that's me. I'm that's the way I'm programming. That's the way I like the drums, because I like metal, I like rock. So if you mix that together, then something innovative happens, something new, something fresh.
Okay, yeah, I understand what you're saying, because that is actually something that's a positive for you, that you've been exposed to so many different kinds of music, and then you have so much to choose from. You have such an assortment of sounds that you can incorporate into your music, and that is what you do.
Yeah, that's what, you know, I think a lot of people try to do, and sometimes people just don't have the background, and I'm fortunate enough to have the background. My father lived for, like, 10 years in the U.S. and always sent me tapes from radio. And when I was 10 years old, you know, all my fellow children, they listened to whatever was playing on the German radio, and I was listening to Commodore's Stevie Wonder and Cameo, which I wasn't, you know, children of 10 years old weren't exposed to that kind of music. So I was lucky. I was listening to Frank Zappa when, you know, and kids like, you know, like friends of mine, they listened to, I don't know, Shakin' Steve in that time, or Kim Wilde, something that was on the radio and not really, you know, something they could find somewhere except for somebody, you know, really putting their nose into the style of music.
Okay, well, let's listen to some of this music in which you created that, you know, was formed by not just the German music that you listened to as a child growing up, but also to a variety of styles. And the first song that I picked to share is the one that it's a lot of high energy. And today being the Easter holiday, you know, it's about joy and you know, a new life. So I chose this song, Sex, Bass, and Rock and Roll, because there's a lyric in there that says, here comes the sun. You know, that's S-U-N, but it's Easter, so we could say maybe S-O-N as well. You know, here comes the sun.
Yeah.
So so is there anything you want to say about this song before I play it?
Well, this song really describes, it's actually a really important song for me. Because it was on the edge when I started doing Brooklyn Bounce by myself. Like, we used to have a partner. And this song really combines everything that I like in music. I like energy. I like rock sounds. I like guitars. But at the same time, I like nice breakdowns. I like nice melodies. it's really like that. The whole song is based on the stuff that I like. So it's a very important song for me.
Well, great. So let's listen to it. Here we go. And this is Dennis Vaughn, Brooklyn Bounce, Sex, Bass, and Rock and Roll, people.
You are connected.
This is for all the headbangers out there, all the race down fanatics. Fire up the place. This is the original.
Rock and roll, Dennis Bond,
yeah.
Brooklyn Bounce. Oh boy, that was bouncing too. It's totally a bouncing song, Dennis. Great, great. So I was wondering, being that this is Easter and it's all about renewal, rebirth, things that are fresh and new and arising. Is there anything that you would like to share with us about anything new that's coming into your life? Anything that has to do with a change in music? Anything brand new that's happening or that you're thinking about that you'd like to share with us in terms of your life or your career?
Yeah, there's actually, because Brooklyn Bounce, Sex, Bass, and Rock and Roll was the last new single we did. That's 2006, and then we kind of drifted away because we didn't feel it anymore. It's like sometimes you have a phase where you don't feel like when you create new stuff that's good enough, or you don't feel that it's right there. And then we did a few re-releases of older songs, work a little bit. I concentrate a lot on the touring and on the label. And actually, this year it's kind of a new start. We're going to do another re-release of an old track, and then we're going to start with something really fresh, which is also a song that's already I'm working on the studio. And yeah, that's something that's going to happen this year, and it's going to be really fresh for me. And yeah, this is the kind of the new start we have.
Oh, great, great. That is, it totally fits in with the day of Easter, you know, with fresh and new starts. And speaking of fresh and new starts, it's getting close to the time where the show has to end, and I wanted to get another song in there. Now, I know that in 2002 you produced a song, and in 2010 there's a remake of it called Louder and Prouder. Is that correct? And I have a clip of that
correct.
That I'd like to play. Would you like to tell us a little bit about it? And then we'll say goodbye, and then we'll end the show with Louder and Prouder.
Yeah, sure. Loud and Proud was one of these songs. We had two singles in a row, top 10 in Germany, and we felt that we wanted to do something new, and then we took the risk with Loud and Proud, which was like totally different to whatever we did before. It was a little slower, it was different way of melody, but it went top 10 again in Germany. It was great for us. And last year, because I'm creating this album called X-Files, and X-Files is, for me, stuff that I always wanted to do, work with other people together that I like, that are friends. And so two friends came up to me, the Temple Rippers, actually two well-known producers. One is called Pico, and the other is Paul Hutsch, very good friends and producers from Germany. And they got this project on my label called Temple Rippers, and as the word says, sample rippers, they, you know, sometimes recreate something new. So we said, yeah, let's get together and do something together. And they said, yeah, we love Loud and Proud. And I said, yeah, I know, but maybe we should do something really fresh with it. And that's what we said. Yeah, we put it up a notch, and then we call it Louder and Prouder. And that's how we got along and started this song.
Well, that is just perfect, Dennis, and you've been a perfect person to have on a Sunday brunch. I feel honored to have been able to speak with you today, and perhaps in the future, perhaps next year, we'll see what else is coming around that's new for you, okay?
Yeah, right. Thanks.
All right. Listen, have a wonderful Easter, and again, this is Sunday Brunch, the first and last song. We're going to end with Louder and Prouder, Brooklyn Bounce, redone by Sample Rippers. Everyone have a great Easter. Bye-bye.
Louder and Prouder.
Everybody in your place, get ready. Check this out.
listen to everything, and not just to the music itself, but to the hearts behind it.